ladies and gentlemen.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
WA's here.
Got the feeling right now, huh?
It goes like this.
Happy Monday.
Oh, what is up, WA? Well, yes, we are going to make it a happy Monday because we are doing, I don't know who needs to hear this, but.
Yes. Now, this is where we try and motivate you through your morning. And we bring one inspiring or one motivational quote each. Now, would you like to go first this morning, Jules?
Depends. Do you think you've got a good one today? Because I feel like you need to end on a good one.
Mine's deep this morning.
Is it? Is it a thinker, is it?
No, it's pretty straightforward, but I like it. It's real hard-hitting, I think.
Go for it, then.
Okay. Two things define you. Your patience when you have nothing, and your attitude when you have everything.
Oh, that makes me a POS.
A bit impatient?
Oh, you reckon? Absolutely. I get stressed out over a minute, a microwave minute. I can't even wait. Literally, 50 seconds is enough. Okay.
Alrighty, here we go.
Hold on.
We'll go again.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm coming in. I don't know.
Do you want the bit or?
Who needs to hear this? No, I'm just going to get it out because this is going to be terrible. Being salty is so last year. Start being marinated. Let them know that you've been swimming in a mixture of emotions for a very long time.
What?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Okay, it means like, so being salty, right? You know, salty means like, you know, you're a little bit upset about something. No. Yeah. Let them know, you know, be marinated. Like.
Oh my God. Is that you've been swimming in your own juices? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, but please don't. Yeah, no, that's what it meant. That's what it means.
Coming up next.
How's your Monday? Jeez.
What did you forget to pack on 13, 12, 16? An easy one, but an easy one to forget. We're going to do it up next.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
What did you forget to pack? Is that kind of panicky moment when you...
Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. I bloody pack, like, over and unpack, repack. Mainly that's just to downsize my clothes and stuff like that, but also just checking that I got everything.
But, it, like, it can happen with the smallest thing, like you go to the gym in the morning and you forget your pants.
Mm.
Or you've flown all the way to the other side of the world and you've forgotten your visa paper.
I'll tell you, I remember going on a school excursion. I think I was in like year five and my mom forgot to pack me undies, right? So,
oh, you're going to stitch up mum here?
No, oh, absolutely I am.
How old did you say you were?
I was in year five, so I would have been like 10.
Could have packed your own bag, mate. Come on.
No, why? No, Mama Jules was responsible of that at the time. And
so what did you do? Just free.
Well, of course, I didn't tell anyone.
So it wasn't a windy
day. I was
nervous.
I thought it was a weird thing and I didn't feel comfortable enough to tell anyone around me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I just didn't wear underwear for that. Like, I think it was like a 4-day excursion.
Oh, 4 days?
Yeah, overnight and everything. I just didn't tell anyone.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
Sorry, I'm just bringing up bad memories. I was so scared that someone would find you.
I can just imagine you being nervous for 4 days.
No, I was.
And everyone's like, Jules, is that
I was.
Really
and
weird?
When I got home, I was so relieved that I made it through. Oh. So, anyway, sorry, that's the first time I've ever, like, told anyone about it.
So the reason we're talking about this is apparently this travel blogger has, she's come out with a bunch of tips on how to travel and how to pack and all this kind of stuff. But one thing she said is you've got to be careful, especially when traveling with kids, that if you do let them pack for themselves, that you check what they pack. She said one time she let her, I think it was 6 or 7 year old, pack their own bag, which... Like, adorable, like, give them the opportunity to pack their stuff.
Adorable. But... I was like, well, do it yourself. Like, you... Time-saving, more like it.
But you would have thought that you would check. She said she forgot to check afterwards.
Okay,
when they got to where they were going, she realized that the kid had packed one pair of undies,
yeah,
and an entire bag of Lego.
Oh, what else do you need? I mean, you're going on holidays. You just want to be laying around in the undies building blocks, right?
Yeah. Imagine going through the scanner at the airport and they're like, what is in here? What are you doing?
Love it.
So 13, 12, 6, 16 this morning. If you've ever forgotten to pack something, give us a call. We are talking what you forgot to pack on 13, 12, 16 right now. We have put this up on our Facebook page, Hit WA, if you want to go and be a part of the conversation, because it seems to be a common theme.
Yeah. Now, I did say, it wasn't me, it was Mama Jules, when I was about 10 years old on a year five excursion, got to the destination, unpacking all my stuff, realised Mum forgot to pack me undies. I was there for 4 days.
Just brilliant.
And I didn't tell anyone. I just didn't wear any undies. I'm lucky. I do remember. I didn't have any skirts or dresses. Or anything. I was like a tomboy.
And did you feel like a bit of a, like, undercover? You feel like a bit of a imposter, really? Kind of going around like, well, I hope no one finds out they got no undies on.
Yeah, I tell you what, it came a little bit weird when it came to doing, like, high ropes and stuff. I was like, no, I don't want to do it.
No, I'm good. I'll stay on the ground. Thanks very much.
But I never told anyone. I didn't feel comfortable enough telling anyone. I was embarrassed.
And the reason we found this story is because a mum who is a travel blogger, she does a lot of traveling with her family, posted this story about how she let her kid pack their own bag. They were like 6 or 7. And she forgot to check what the kid packed. And they rocked up at their destination with a bag with one set of undies and the rest of it was full of Lego. So we did want to find out what everyone else is forgetting to pack on 13, 12, 16. Now, Tanya from Australind, what did you forget to pack, mate?
We went to Adelaide a couple of months ago and I got to the airport. We got my auntie to drop us off. We came from Bunbury, obviously, to Perth. And we got to the airport and we went to check in.
Yeah.
And I realised that I forgot my whole purse.
Oh,
no.
I didn't have my licence. I didn't have any ID at all.
No. What about your pass? Oh, you weren't flying over to Adelaide. Sorry. My bad.
No, I didn't have anything. So I was like, oh, my God. And I'm normally one of those people who text like 5 times.
Yeah.
So could you not get on the flight?
We did end up getting on the flight. I got my auntie to go back to the house. Lucky we were there with plenty of time. And she took a photo of my driver's license and they accepted that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, all worked out in the end, but I was freaking out.
Yeah,
I bet. Oh, that's scary.
Me.
Oh, hello, Dahlia.
Mommy.
Oh,
thanks,
no,
worries, mate. No, have worries. A great day. You sound like you got stuff to attend to. We'll let you go.
Bye, babe.
All righty, let's go to Colin from Dalyell up, mate. How are you?
I'm bloody good.
That's bloody awesome. All right, what'd you forget to pack?
Last weekend, we went on the Black Dog Ride.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How'd you go?
Down to Denmark.
Yep.
And I forgot to pack the wet weather gear.
Oh,
oh no.
And it was as wet as a shag on Sunday.
Oh, mate.
Sorry, what? It was as wet as what?
Wet as a shag.
As a shag?
Don't you know what a shag is?
I'm thinking something else. And yeah, I'm like, it's not appropriate for radio. But is that what you're saying?
It's a water bird.
Thank you for clarifying.
So did you get...
Girls, it's not 6:30.
It ain't 30 before 6:30. Oh my gosh, Colin. Okay. Sorry, I've just lost my train of thought.
That doesn't take much.
Oh, I know. Okay, all right. It is not hashtag roast Jules today, okay?
Well,
I love it. Thanks for the call,
thanks,
Colin.
Thanks, mate.
We love you, bye.
See you later. All righty, let's go to Jared from Capel. Jared, what did you forget to pack, mate?
Well, me and my mate went to Bali a couple of years ago and we thought, oh, everything's cheaper over there, so we'll just pack backpack full of undies and off we go. We'll just buy a bag and clothes and stuff and whatnot over there. And yeah, I got over there and realised I forgot to pack all my undies.
So you literally went with nothing.
Well, I don't know if you've ever brought undies in Bali, but they just don't fit.
Oh, really?
They're just substantially smaller.
Tight. I mean, it's the same with, like, when I go home to the Philippines and stuff like that. Sometimes, like, it's really hard to buy, you know, sizing. Because, I mean, Asians, they're just, like, so small built, you know?
Yeah, well, the waist seemed to be right, but everywhere else.
I thought that's where you were going, and I was just like, I'm going to try and get away, stay away from that. I've just dug but, a hole yeah, with Colin.
Just spent most of the time swinging in the breeze, I guess.
Now at hits.com.au.
Now, if you've ever wondered what a VT Commodore looks like as a convertible, someone in WA has done it. Little home jobby, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely a home jobby because it...
Bit of modification for your weekend?
Yes. Now, this is what has come out of WA over the weekend. Mm. And I just live in for it. Now, the best thing about this is it's actually got spray painted up the side of it, Red Rocket. I can't see what's actually spray painted on the back, but someone has actually done this. They've cut the roof. They've cut the roof off. It's like they've just got, you know,
just an angle grinder.
Yes, and that's exactly what they've done. It kind of looks similar to like a Ford Capri convertible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they did a really good job, it actually probably wouldn't look too bad.
Yeah, if you made an actual polished version of it. Yeah, I don't mind that.
Anyway, it did obviously catch police attention. Mm. And there's been, you know, slapped with a defect sticker because obviously
doesn't
it doesn't comply.
Anymore.
Yeah, no, it does not. It doesn't. But the best thing about this, and I came across this through Twitter, the WA Police Traffic tweeted this out.
Yeah.
And I just love what they wrote to, as the caption, which was, "It may seem a little ruthless, but it isn't always cool to go topless to the beach."
Good. Very good.
Anyway, you need to go and check this out. I've taken a screenshot of it. I've chucked it up on our Instagram,
yeah,
in our stories. So just search Hit FM, Hit WA on Insta. Hit FM WA on Insta and you will, see it there. Check it out. I mean, don't follow suit unless you want to. You might have to get it professionally done.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Oh, yeah. If someone does it professionally, please send us a picture. It looks awesome.
Yeah. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out what else is trending this morning.
Dirty before 6:30.
Now, these are the stories that are a little bit more adult, a little bit more risque, so we put them earlier in the show away from little ears. And this morning it's here because we're talking about a little bit of a fling.
Oh, no, no, no. Before you get into that, I just want to ask you a quick question.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Quick question.
Go on,
have
then.
You been getting messages or, like, requests on Instagram that are a little bit, like, naughty?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, cool.
From people you know, or?
No. I'm getting these random, like, messages, right, saying, like, asking if I want to see videos, pictures from, like, fake accounts.
Mm.
Like, you know, the girls, you know, you go into their account and they're, like, got zero followers kind of thing.
Oh.
But they just send you messages and they're sending you links to go and watch them.
You know how you stop that?
Stop watching.
Stop replying yes to those messages.
Oh. I just thought it was kind of like an ad thing. You know, if you're constantly watching something on your internet.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start bombarding you. Yeah, I thought it may have been a problem like that. And I was like, damn, I need to slow up.
Yeah, I need to just settle down here.
Anyway, obviously, just me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got this morning?
We're talking Spice Girls this morning.
Yeah.
Because apparently...
Can I take a guess?
You can, because, well, actually, I had something for this.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. If
you
want to
be
my lover,
you got to be in the band.
I love it.
Because apparently, yeah, Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, I was going to say Ginger and Sporty Spice.
No, Scary Spice, Mel B.
Ooh.
Yeah, apparently Mel B revealed the other day, she was chatting in an interview with Piers Morgan and said, yep, we had a thing.
How long?
Oh, it was one night, apparently.
Oh, just that's it.
Back in the days when they were touring, so...
Is that why Jerry
years
left?
Years ago.
Is that why the Spice Girls split up? Oh, my gosh, is this why?
No.
Oh.
But they're touring again.
So they're going to get it on again?
No.
Oh.
No, Jerry is apparently very happily married and is a completely different person
still.
Now. She's really tried to lose her... Because apparently, I didn't know this when we were kids and Spice Girls were a big thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jerry had a bit of a tag as the more promiscuous of the group.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. I didn't... I just never picked up on that.
She was a wild one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so apparently now she's, you know, she's got a long-term relationship, married, kids, all the whole gear.
Long-term relationship, married. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all money.
It's all foreign to me. I mean, apparently when in the interview, she revealed it and then was like, Jerry is going to be really unhappy about this.
Oh.
So I wonder whether this will affect their...
Nah, not at all. Girls have been... Oh, I shouldn't say all girls have been there. Majority of girls have been there.
But what about the tour? What if she is really unhappy with her revealing this story?
Oh.
And then the tour, like, gets affected?
Surely not.
Well, watch this space.
Oh, my gosh.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Okay, now here is something that will just make you feel so good about yourself, and I'm going to out myself on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually quite embarrassing. Like, when I saw this video yesterday, I laughed because I'm such an idiot. I was watching a video yesterday. It was on my Instagram feed, and it was a person who was holding a puffer fish.
Yeah.
Right? And the puffer fish was... like, you know how they puff themselves up?
Yeah.
Anyway, and so the video was of this puffer fish letting go the water that it was in, that was inside of it. Mm. And it dawned on me that puffer fish do not breathe air like I thought they did when they puff up. And I was like, for 32 years, I have thought that when a puffer fish blows up underwater, that it's because they've sucked in all this air. And I'm like, idiot, they're a fish. They're sucking in water. It's not air because they're a fish.
Can I just tell you that thought has never crossed my mind before.
Right?
But
yesterday, with this video, the pufferfish was blowing out water, and I'm like, why did I think that they puffed up with air? Like, they're underwater, though.
But I will come to your defense here as well, partially because I thought along the similar lines. But when I've caught pufferfish before... and when they come up out of the water and they blow themselves up, then they're full of air, right?
I've never caught a puffer fish. Sorry, I don't know. I'm just saying, look, I've seen them in the movies. I've seen them on docos, actually. And
they puff up underwater as well.
Yeah, that's how they escape. I mean, that's how they, they ward off all their attackers. Do you not watch Dave Attenborough under this ocean or deep in the sea?
The only
deep
time I've
sea.
Seen a pufferfish is in a cartoon or something, or in real life when it blew up on the jetty.
So what, you caught it and then it blew up on the jetty?
Yeah, because it was like trying to defend itself.
Okay, so but when it goes...
And then it makes
but
it
when it doesn't...
sound as it deflates.
But when it's underwater, where are they getting the air?
Oh, you're exactly right. Exactly right.
Anyway, look, if you didn't know it, now you do. But if you did know it, well, yeah, good on you. Thanks for telling us.
So they're blown up and then you catch them and you take them out of the water? Do they then squirt water everywhere?
Yeah, it's like a water bomb.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
You know those people that you hear... like you probably know someone like this where they talk about their workout all the time. They talk about their gym and...
yeah,
like,
you...
that is
you're
not true.
You're that person.
No, I am not.
Every time you're like, oh, I'm sore. Did arms
whatever.
Last night. Oh, my back sore. Did my back last night.
Tell
you
everyone
know?
Who was actually complaining about being sore this morning.
You.
No. It was
okay, not. Yes, it was me, but I complain every day. I'm not.
But you know, there's always that. Everyone's got that friend that talks about their workout all the time. Like, gym is life.
Yes. Right. I like those people.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever get sick of hearing the stories about gym?
No, not at all. I'll tell you why. Because I kind of like, I'm someone who's not disciplined, you know. Mm. And so I admire people who are disciplined. And when it comes to going to the gym or you know, doing anything that requires you to go, even when you're not motivated to go, oh, you can learn so much from people like that.
Well, I'm glad that you came to hear a gym story because I got one for you. I want to know if you think this is weird, okay?
Weird.
So the fact that we have to talk about it, probably going to be weird.
Yeah.
We went to, you know that CrossFit competition that we're doing, it goes over the 5 weeks and you do a different one each Friday.
Yes, yes.
And you've been keeping us up to date with your
efforts. I have, which I haven't submitted my scores from Friday's thing yet. So I just don't know where I'm ranking in the world right now, but I'm pretty sure it's the top end, you know?
Yeah, it would be. So I came on Friday and I did one of the workouts. Now you do the later one and I did the earlier one. So I was about halfway through when you arrived.
Yeah. Which is always good because when you're in the workout, I like to film it.
It's just nothing better than while I'm dying.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, this is hilarious. Snapchat. Yeah. I realized part of the way through that I've got a hole in the shorts that I wore on Friday.
Yeah. Right?
They're ripped in the middle.
I noticed.
And this is the thing is I didn't realize how noticeable it was. because I've had that hole in those shorts for about a year now.
Why aren't you sold up?
Because it'll just rip again. Right.
Well, maybe, okay, maybe your sewing job, it would probably rip again. Why don't you give it to your nan or something?
Well, it doesn't faze me. Like, it doesn't bother me because it's got their shorts, but they've got an inner webbing.
Something showing.
In
like, why wouldn't it faze you?
No. It's got an inner webbing in there as well.
Oh,
so there's
yeah.
And then you've got your undies. So there's still two layers of fabric in between me and the outside world.
But they're black shorts and your webbing was white. Like, I mean, seriously.
And I didn't realize how obvious it was until I started doing this workout, which involved a lot of squatting.
Mm.
And because it's that Friday where it's that competition, everyone from the gym was there. There's probably 20 or 30 people there. Mm. And I was facing this crowd of people doing fairly deep squats.
So everyone noticed. What are you trying to do? You're trying to take the focus off your head, aren't you?
Yeah. I didn't realize how glaring it was, right?
Yeah.
So I ended up facing the other way.
Yeah. Can I just say that when I walked into the CrossFit cave, I was like, Jesse's got a hole in his pants. I was like, yeah, got my phone, went to go and film it. Because I was like, why is he facing the back wall?
Facing the other way, not the same way as everyone else. I didn't think it was that big. I didn't think it was that noticeable. And also, they're a favorite pair of shorts of mine, so I want to keep them, right? Like, they've got sentimental value.
Look, if they were that important to you, you'd sew the hole up.
I don't see it that way. I think that it's split because, like, I've stretched them, and now they're at the perfect size because I've split them to the perfect size.
Oh, right. See? Growing that booty.
Yeah, but see, like, is it weird that I still wear them?
Oh, no. I mean, if they're your favourite, so.
Yeah, like, that's okay. Like, in public, still got two layers of fabric between.
Yeah, I mean, but if the webbing rips and then you stop wearing undies, then you've got a problem there.
If anyone's not wearing undies to the gym, you've got a serious problem.
I'd just be bloody surprised how many people actually don't.
They better be using a towel.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
If you missed me announcing this last week, I'm going to just fill you in very, very quickly. Mm. Elliot has decided that he's going to start making his own biltong.
Right.
Now, he's someone who he's got such a routine down pat. I know that when he wakes up first thing Saturday morning, it's to go down and buy some biltong, right, to chew over the weekend.
Right.
And he buys a lot of it. So he's decided. It absolutely is, so I found out over the weekend. But so he's decided to make his own instead, right? He's going to save himself some money. Now, earlier on last week, you and I went over to Roto Island to go and see some quokkas, right?
Yep.
Came back. Turns out Elliot had built his own biltong cabinet.
Mm.
Now, he learnt this from YouTube tutorials, how to build one and how to make biltong, which I don't trust. When it comes to meat? I don't know. Would you call it raw meat? Because it's not cooked. It's just getting aired out.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is.
It's raw meat.
It's raw and then it's left to dry.
It's kind of left me, like, I'm really concerned about it. And I voiced my concerns last week. Just, you know, everything that could go wrong.
Mm.
And I'm worried. I'm worried he's going to make himself sick. If not, bloody kill himself with it.
Well, I mean, and biltong, normally, totally fine, right? Lots of people eat biltong, huge in South Africa, heaps of my mates eat it, and it's totally fine. But making your own.
Yeah. I know, right?
It sounds like it's something that could easily go wrong.
So, literally, I'm talking about it because this is my alibi. I need to talk about it so that if anything happens, I can be like, no, look, I was concerned about this 2 weeks leading up because this is the update of where we're up to at the moment.
Mm.
Over the weekend, I walk in. This is yesterday morning. I walk into the house and I could smell this really strong, smoky, meaty smell.
Mm.
And I look at him. He's sitting in the lounge room and he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, what are you cooking? Like, are you smoking something? Like, smoking some meat? Like, on the barbecue or whatever? And he's looked at me and he didn't say anything. And I knew that over the weekend, at some stage, he has moved this biltong cabinet that was down the back in the shed where I made him put it, back in the house. It's in the spare room.
Oh,
So, there is now biltong meat, like, drying out.
Just airing out in your spare room.
Yeah, in a cabinet.
Mm.
And I'm so concerned. Anyway, apparently a couple of days, it's going to be ready. And I'm just not for it. I don't know how to stop it. I really don't. Like, I'm so... He better put a lock on that cabinet, I tell you, because so I'm about to grab it all and chuck it out.
When... So he'll be ready on what, in a few days from now?
He just said... Well, yesterday he said a couple of days. So I don't know. He didn't give me a specific day because...
Can we start Elliot watch just to make sure that he's okay? Like, count down to the day that it's there and then he can test it and see whether he...
He's not going to tell me because he knows I'm going to freak out about it.
Can he come in and test it on air for us?
Okay, you know what? Let's do that.
Because I want to experience it.
Will you eat it?
I don't know. Oh.
Well, no, you know, I can't have his both getting sick. Seriously, I wouldn't be able to deal.
Yeah, let's test it on him first. And then if it's all right, then I'll have a crack at it.
All right. Okay, I don't know what day it's going to happen, but someday this week.
You find out the day.
Okay,
and
okay.
We'll get him in here to test it out. He'll be like, yeah, no worries. You get to come in and eat stuff free. No problem.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
I want to talk about newsreel bloopers.
Yes. I love this.
If you think you're going to have a bad day or you're just struggling a bit at the moment, this will perk you up because there's no way that you can have as rough a day as this poor bloke.
I'm ready to get perky.
NBC News was crossing to their correspondent over in the Middle East. So super duper serious story,
right?
Oh,
yeah. And I just love those, like, when they're crossing.
Yeah,
because
live cross.
They're never ready.
Inevitably, it goes
and
wrong.
And there's a delay.
Right? Yeah. And if you can't hear him, you're just staring at the camera. Yeah. Like. So this poor bloke, he's getting ready to do his cross on the fall of ISIS and all of this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And the newsreader's giving him the run-up to it. And just have a listen to what you can hear in the background of the newsreader. There's a bit of a spitting noise.
NBC News' Matt Bradley is in eastern Syria in an area where the last remnants of the Islamic State and so-called caliphate were. Matt, what's the situation for you?
Good? Fine? Better?
What?
All right, we do not have Matt.
Wait.
We will come back to him when we get him.
Did he swallow something?
No. So what he's doing is the cameraman has been like, oh, mate, your hair's a bit... You know, you might want to give your hair a bit of a slick back. And so he's got the spit in his hand.
Oh, yuck.
But not, he didn't just go and kind of spray it a bit. He literally, the camera was on him and he's dribbling spit into his hand. It is the most disgusting thing. And then it cuts back to him and he's doing an even bigger one the second time around.
Oh, don't. That made me feel sick.
The best part is that when the guy, you would have heard the anchorman go ask his question and the news reporter is still busy answering
the cameraman.
And he's like, what do you like think of the situation in ISIS? And he responds with,
fine. Better?
Good. Oh. Fine. Better? Like, it couldn't have gone worse. So that poor bloke's going viral at the moment. So at least that'll make your day a little bit better.
Well, you don't have that problem anymore, do you?
Nah.
With your hair?
Can't slick this gear back.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Jesse, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, it's happening tonight, and the person that we can talk to about it is Dean McCarthy. Good morning, babe.
Good morning, guys. Let me tell you, talk about a fun award show. It's my favourite award show of the year, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards. This is the one where they all get covered in slime. You know, the green slime. It's hosted by DJ Khaled, who is the coolest person ever. I once babysat his baby on a red carpet.
What?
Super weird. He was there, the baby. You know the little baby, the son that's on all the material? He was in a pram and the bodyguards were all there and they were doing an interview and I was standing there and then the nanny, like, was standing there and I was like, oh, can I look after the baby? She's like, oh, yeah. And so I'm, like, saying hi to the baby. Babysitting. Carpet style. Welcome to Hollywood.
I love it.
Also, tonight, you can see Ariana Grande, Chris Pratt. Oh, my God. So many celebrities go to the Nickelodeon Awards and you can watch it tonight in Australia on Nickelodeon at 5:30 p.m. on Foxtel, of course. You know, my favourite network. You know me. I love me some Foxtel.
Yeah,
yeah. Bring it on. You'll love it.
Is there anyone sure you should be watching out for awards-wise?
Well, probably actually I already mentioned Chris Pratt. He's up for best butt kicker, and I think he's probably going to win. They have different categories. What's fun about this show, they have categories like best kiss, best female singer, best album. It's like a broad range. And then they actually get the kids to vote as well. So it's really fun. It's a really fun show.
Well, that's awesome. Let's move on to that college scandal. Someone is suing for $500 $1 billion.
I know. Do you know, I love America. Like, only America does someone super. It feels like Dr. Evil. $500 billion.
Yeah.
Why they've come up with this ridiculous figure. Essentially, a group of people have decided that their children who were denied from all of these schools, like Yale and Stanford and USC, the reason they were denied was because these other kids got in through bribing. So that meant their kid didn't get the education, didn't get the job, didn't get money that they would have gotten. So they're suing for $500 billion.
I would use that same excuse. In fact, I just might still.
Is it like a class action?
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, look, I mean, if you think about it, if they approve, if the judge says, yep, award this, everyone who's ever applied at those schools could literally, it'll open a bag of worms.
Oh,
absolutely it would.
Money won't.
That is insane. Okay, we've got to move on to the most important story that has just broken over the weekend. I've been waiting to talk to you about this because...
<Too bad. laughs>
Shush, Jesse. Cardi B has trademarked a crrr. Can I do it or no? Are you allowed to anymore?
Yeah, do it.
A crrr.
I'll do it.
Is that what it means? Like, what does it mean? Why did she trademark it? Is that so that other people...
Okay. Yeah, so basically, so if you think about it, she doesn't want people to use it in advertising or in music. So if you think about it, if you heard a crrr in a song, you straight away, immediately think that, you know...
It's Cardi.
Part of it. Like a billboard. A crrr, you would straight away think of her. It's immediate, association with her. Immediate. So it really is a valuable word. She spells it O-K-U-R-R-R-R. So there you go.
Okay, but we're cool to do it, right? Are we?
We can do it.
Oh, who cares? Oh, well, I was going to do it. Sue me, Cardi B. Seriously, I'll be happy to pay you some money just to meet you.
Yeah, true. Just to see her in court.
Yeah.
I'll see you in court, and I can't wait.
Yeah. And I've got about $10 in my name. Babe, thank you so much for catching up with us this morning.
Bye, guys.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, if you missed it, on Friday last week, we were at Crank and Cycles and Toys and Collie with our mate Eric because we are doing the Munda Biddy. Yes, we are riding the entire track, which is like over 1,000 kilometres. We're going to be doing it over 3 weeks.
The longest of its kind in the world.
Is it?
Yes, yeah.
So but this is like Guinness Book of Records kind of stuff.
I think lots of people have done it before us.
Okay. Right.
And also, we'll be riding e-bikes, so we won't be putting in the effort that normal people do.
What happened to us doing eating challenges, like good eating challenges, like who can eat the most jalapeno hoppers type poppers, you know?
Yeah.
Why couldn't we do something like that? No.
No, we got to sit on a bike for 3 weeks.
Anyway, thanks to Eric from Crank and Cycles who has hooked us up, right? Now, one thing that I realised on Friday is that it's been a long time since I've been on an actual bike.
Yeah.
I'm going to be falling off a lot. unfortunately.
That makes sense.
I'm going to have to carry like a big first aid kit, seriously. Mm. Oh, just wrap myself like a mummy before I go.
I don't think that will help you ride.
Eric gave me some knee pads and elbow pads, but like legit stuff, like what real riders wear.
Yeah.
And he's told me that I have to wear them every day this week to get comfortable with them and to stretch them out. Now, you can only just imagine what I'm going to look like. I'm going to look like I'm going roller skating, but without the skates, right? I'm just going to look like a hazard walking.
Yes.
And then I need to wear protection to protect myself from doing everyday things.
Cannot wait to Snapchat this today.
So, if anyone sees me in the southwest and you just see this chick walking along and she's got all full protective gear, don't make fun of me. All right, I'm doing it for a reason. I'm trying to prepare myself.
Wearing them on the bike is enough. Walking around town.
I know, but he just said I have to get used to them, and also to like you just need to. They need to be tight, but not too firm. You don't want the blood supply to cut off to my toes.
All right. So this Friday we take off. So you got 4 days to wear them in.
Yeah, we're starting off from Albany too, people. Albany on Friday. Oh, come on down. We are going to be down there.
The show will be live from the Munda Biddy track for the next 3 weeks. It's going to be absolutely wild. Pray for my butt.
I'll tell you what I did go and do yesterday. They bought new undies for the trip.
Plenty of padding in them. That is it for us today, guys. Have a fantastic Monday. We will catch you tomorrow from 6.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.